الله تعالى بقرآن مجيد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكسبون. وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
First are those people who, my brothers, those people who have straightforward rejected, they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in Allah's Rasul, His Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there's the other group, those who have clearly accepted that we believe in Allah, and we believe in Allah's Rasul, Allah's Prophet. In other words, first group are those who reject plain and simple. We don't believe in Allah, whatever He's revealed and His Rasul, and whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to Him, we don't accept. Then the other group are those who plain and simple, 100% accept, they believe in Allah, they listen to and obey everything that has come from Allah, and they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in everything that Allah has given in the form of the Quran, in the form of the Sharia, Sunnah. And the third group is those who have said we believe, but they reject in their heart that we do not believe. In other words, they accept verbally, and they also reject. They accept in a way that everybody knows outwardly. So they are accepting, they say we believe in Allah and His Rasul, and everybody will treat him as a person or as people who believe in Allah and His Rasul, obviously. But inside, internally, they have rejected, they have shunned. Inside, internally, they reject, they have not accepted as Allah Ta'ala has accepted, that you have to believe properly. So Allah Ta'ala says the first group are those who do not believe. The people who have no iman, no faith. They've been given that title. Secondly are those who are the mu'mins. And the third grouping are the munafiqs, the hypocrites. The third group is the group of the munafiqs. They are not those who disbelieve, nor are they mu'mins, but they have a separate title, the munafiqs. As I mentioned yesterday, that the punishment in Jahannam they will be given, Allah Ta'ala has prepared separately their punishment for the munafiqs. Now the difference is that the mu'min believes and the munafiq says, I believe. So what's the difference between the mu'min and the munafiq? The mu'min saying he believes and the munafiq says he believes. He says, I believe. Obviously, if somebody says he believes, you can't say he doesn't believe. He doesn't just believe. His whole lifestyle, you could say, is one of who accepts. Praying, fasting, hajj, zakat, sadaqat, everything, one on top of the other. The actions. And you could say they have the most bookings for Umrah, Ramadan. There's no space. Yes. Yeah, all of the seats and etc. they have booked. In Hajj, in Arafah, Mina, that these people are there. They say, we believe. They pray Salah, they keep fast, they do Hajj, they give Zakat. Everything. On top of that, those people who are understanding, people who have the understanding, then they understand, but those who have lower understandings, oh, they've reached the heights, they go Hajj every year, that the plane hasn't even landed for this year on the return flight, they've booked their seat for next year, they've got 6 month visas, years visas, coming, going, Makkah, Medina. And people are afraid that he's come back with the dates, he's come back with the water, he's done this, he's done that. And people, these people, for example, people who look up to them, who are in agreement with them, they love them. And they say, oh, they're very pious woman, she's always got a tasbih, rosary bead in her hands. Don't ask, she's so pious. And always the Quran is in his hand, don't ask. So this is their proof that these people are extremely pious. They pray salah, they worship. When they see these people, they are very pious, very righteous, very upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ
Says, who are these people? Allah says, when you see their prayers, their salah, their actions, their hajj and their zakat, their sadaqah, their charity, their controlling the masjids, don't consider they're mu'mins, they're not mu'mins, Allah Ta'ala says. By them saying they don't become a mu'min, Allah says they're not mu'mins, rather what are they? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. They are the biggest deceptors. They betray people. Their yaqeen is that they're tricking Allah. That's their certainty. They're praying, I'm doing this action, I'm doing that action. Allah says this has no status. These people who deceive, they trick. They think that they're tricking Allah, deceiving Allah. Why? Why is it Allah saying يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ and they think to beguile Allah, deceive Allah, and those who believe, but they beguile none, say themselves. People, normal people think, oh, he's pious, he's good. So in their minds, they think they're tricking Allah. Playing games with their aqeedah is this, that Allah is not khabir and basir, he's not alim al-ghayb, he doesn't know anybody inside. Obviously, this has become their aqeedah, their belief. That Allah Ta'ala doesn't know about our games and our cunning plans that we've made. So people are qadhib and liars. They deceive these men and women who you think are pious and upright. Don't look on the external selves. Allah says, Allah Ta'ala has defined Islam clearly. The zahiri definition is not Islam, outwardly. Obviously, we can't say to somebody, Allah Ta'ala can explain. Allah is khabir basir. He knows, he sees and hears. We salute. We acclaim. Allah says, how dare you? Don't go near to these people. I'll tell you the signs of these people. Those people who pray salah that you practice, that you respect. Those people who do hajj, the hajjis who you respect. Those who do tawaf and you respect. Those people of tahajjud, sadaqat and charity and zakat, you respect. Allah says, I'll tell you who is the good man, the righteous man. These aren't those people. I'll tell you the difference. Who are those people? So here, what is the difference between the mu'min and the munafiq? The mu'min accepts, and the munafiq accepts. What is it? He doesn't accept. The difference comes where? He doesn't accept that thing. Where the difference comes, Allah Ta'ala says. He doesn't accept that specific thing, due to which the difference arises, the line is drawn, and the split occurs, the believing and not believing. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah Ta'ala says. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. What's the difference? Those people, the person, he outwardly, he says he believes, but inside Allah Ta'ala has made the rule of Sharia. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Internally, he hates this acceptance of the deen. For that, for him, he doesn't even like to hear that name of that practice. This is where the difference is drawn, the line is drawn. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah, he doesn't even want to hear the name of this practice. He says that, oh, those people who practice this are backward, extreme, fundamentalist, jahil.
downtrodden. They don't have the way to live. They don't have the manners, the etiquettes how to. They don't have the etiquettes how to eat. They're dirty people. They don't even have other manners how they should live in the world and the etiquettes of the world. We know better. We know better. Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah, they are extremely opposed to that. When you speak about Sunnah and Sharia in front of them, their faces become red. Yes, they have made their own style, own mannerism, own methodology. Not that Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala said, that in this way you should live your life according to the Sunnah and the Sharia, according to the principles and rules. But they have no link with that. Apart from that, forget about having a link with it. They dislike it. They criticize the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the difference between the munafiq and the mu'min. This is nifaq, hypocrisy. Subhanallah, Rasulullah has announced that all of my ummah, they will go into Jannah, paradise. All of my ummah. This is a hadith. So, a person can make a mistake, commit sins, obviously. So the punishment will be given for that. But the person of Iman will definitely go to Jannah. Remember this. The person with Iman will definitely go to Jannah. Yes, those people whose iman is accepted, Allah Ta'ala defines them as mu'min. Those who are not mu'mins, they cannot go, can they? They can't. They are munafiqs. So Allah Ta'ala stated, Rasulullah said, my whole ummah will go into Jannah, paradise. Clearly stated. Yes, on which basis? Those who keep fast, do hajj and umrah. No. This is not the definition. The Quran has stated that those people who say this, that they will go to paradise due to these actions, is incorrect. Rasulullah said, don't go on their piety and worship, do umrah and hajj and pilgrimage. Rasulullah did not give this as the defining line, as the criterion about those who will go to paradise. Rasulullah has cleared up the matter. The illa man aba. Allahu Akbar. Apart from those who refused. Everyone will go into paradise except for those who refuse. Sahih hadith. The Rasulullah guaranteed everybody will go into paradise. Everybody will go into paradise. Every mu'min will arrive. But the person who doesn't believe, and those illa man aba, and those people won't go either. Who? Refused. So they've been detached from the ummatis because they include themselves amongst the ummah. Same practice physically. They take the benefit in the name of Islam. They sit there big-headed and they arrange big functions and programs and make money and wealth in the name of Islam. They have groups and organizations in the dunya, and they deceive their parties. They have this party and that party, this function in Ramadan and after. And others who don't know about the deen, they run after them, follow them. Those people who don't have iman, they say, oh, maybe this is Islam. So Rasulullah said, illa man aba, everyone will go into paradise, illa man aba, except for those who refuse. Now, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, they were present, they would ask and understand the points, and Allah Ta'ala put into their mind these points so they could understand and learn the reality of the path, so a person can see and realize what is the truth. So who? They will be from amongst the ummah, illa man aba. Totally they won't be able to go into paradise. What's the standard? What's the criterion? Who will not go? Illa man aba. Who? Not a person who doesn't not pray salah by error, or doesn't fast, or is lazy, negligent, he does tawbah. Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. Allah Ta'ala, there is that group. There are people like that. But, aba, this is not aba. Yes, making mistakes and errors. They say, where is it written? Why is this necessary? Tell me, why is this necessary? What Islam is this that you're following? What sort of Islam are you following? Oh, a girl cannot go out to work, a woman cannot go to work, we can't do this if she can't earn, we can't earn. What sort of deen is this? What Islam is this? You have created definition. This is illa man aba. It stated everybody will go into paradise except illa man aba. Those who rejected and refused. Illa man aba, Rasulullah sallam, that please tell us, oh, Sabas, Ya Rasulullah, who are those people who will not go, who refuse to go? Yes, they pray salah, fast, and hajj, and zakat, but they are aba. Illa man aba. And who are illa man? Qala man atani dakhalu jannata. Subhanallah. Rasulullah replied, only those people going to paradise from my ummah will be those people who, according to my deen, my orders, my sharia, my sunnah, who obeyed it, implemented it. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Who is saying this? Who brought the deen? Not some Mulana sahib, no Mufti sahib, no Peer sahib. He is saying, who brought the deen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gave the deen to us, due to whom we have believed in Allah, and we have recognized Allah. So, should we reject this as well? Oh, no, leave this. Oh, we don't need to learn this and practice this, this hadith. Yeah, and the dunya, do something, get somewhere, achieve something. Nobody will go into paradise, or Rasulullah will go into paradise. Nobody will go. Only those people will go into paradise. Man atani. Here, another point Rasulullah said. It's not stated here, who has not obeyed Allah will not go into paradise. No, subhanAllah. Rasulullah did not say, though whoever has disobeyed Allah cannot go into paradise. Who has not obeyed Allah's instruction. He spoke about himself, that whoever obeys me, man atani. So what we realize is this, that Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to believe in him, his qualities, his characteristics, his education, his sharia, his teachings, his sunnah. If a person does not accept and implement it, then he doesn't believe in Allah. SubhanAllah. So Rasulullah said, Ata'ani. He didn't say, Ata Allah. He said, Ata'ani. That whoever obeys me, whoever doesn't obey me, Nabi SAW said this clearly. Because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his knowledge, ma'rifah that has reached to us, his personality, his greatness, his qualities, to recognize that, first and foremost, we have to have belief in him. We have to have sincerity in our belief in him. We have to have respect and honor for his sunnah and tariqah and method. We have to consider it as lazim, essential. If we don't think it's lazim for us, then how can we obey Allah? Yes, how can we arrive to Allah? His name is. So we learn Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ittaba, his imitation of following his sunnah, we can please Allah and arrive to Allah's name is. So in the same way, that's why Rasulullah said clearly, that if you obey me, imitate me, it's lazim on you if you want to get to Allah's name is. And we say, where is it written? He's a munafiq. It's stated. The person who refuses, and the Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, who is refused? Rasulullah said, whoever has obeyed me, only those people go yadkhulu jannata illa man aba. Qala man atani dakhala jannata wa man asani faqad aba. Subhanallah. And he who has disobeyed me, my disobedience, not Allah's disobedience. Whoever has disobeyed me, shunned me, rejected my sharia, has not accepted my sunnah, has not adopted my tariqah, he prays one salah, fast, and does hajj and gives zakat. And it says to him, that make the form and appearance of the sunnah and correct your appearance, correct your actions. And he likes mutashabbihat of the strangers. Half of a partridge, half a quail, half of this, half that. One leg here, one leg there. Every action is strange. But just to show zahiri, here they're controlling the masjid, going to Kaaba, here and there in control and leadership management. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has revealed all of it. Clear definition of the mu'min. Allah's cleared it up. That upon their saying, how can you don't listen to their statements? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَقُولُ أَمَنْ. Allah says, that these people aren't people with belief. يُخَادِئُونَ اللَّهَ. These are the deceivers. They play games and trick. The aqidah is that we're deceiving Allah as well. Who Allah doesn't know what's inside us. They think. When we do hajj, Allah is happy with us. We'll do hajj and umrah. Allah's Nabi said, no. لازم, compulsory. مَنْ أَتَانِ فَقَدْ أَبَى. You have to obey me. If you don't obey me, then you are a rejecter. You are refusing. That person is the person who's rejecting, shunning. So Allah Ta'ala has regards to those people. Allah has clearly defined them. Obedience, imitation, following. Only those people think, no, this is enough what we're doing, our worship. No, this will be enough for us. No, brothers, it's not enough. Allah's Nabi says, is defined, woman, that you're manatani, my obedience, my following, my imitation. My disobedience, that person has rejected me and he then has refused paradise. It is lazim, essential, compulsory for a person of iman, if he wants to be defined as a mu'min in the court of Allah, it's compulsory for him to obey and follow Rasulullah's sharia and sunnah. It's lazim, compulsory. Aqeedah, to have aqeedah on this, to have this belief. This is a part of iman. To do amal on this. Don't say, no, how can this be? Then there should be no objection, no belittling, no refusing. Everything that Rasulullah has ordered, his sharia and his tariqah and sunnah. And without this, there's no salah, no fasting, no hajj, nothing. Everything's a drama. All actions without sunnah are a drama. Allah rejects. What's the value of this? Nothing. Subhanallah. What a great point of the Qur'an here for those to understand, my friends. Look how the Qur'an, beautiful, clearly says who is a believer and who is a person who doesn't have faith and who is a munafiq. How these three groups are made. First are those who don't believe in Allah and His Rasul. The mu'min believes in both Allah and His Rasul. And the third group, group C, munafiq, they say that we believe but he has hatred and enmity with Rasulullah's sharia and his sunnah. Totally opposition. He says, I'm an ashik, I'm a lover, everything he'll do. But he does not want to accept the practicalities. Ashiks, they call themselves ashiks, lovers. Totally immersed. But the Quran teaches us one thing clearly here. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ عَسَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. Rasulullah said that if you want to see somebody is pious and you want to define someone as righteous and he's a good man, she's a pious woman, then don't look at the physical practice and ibadah, fasting, hajj, zakat, prayer. Look at sharia and sunnah. How much does he implement sharia and sunnah? In his home, in his household, outside, in his life. How much is the rank and status of the sharia and the sunnah practice on the deen? Obviously, salah, fasting, hajj, when he follows sharia and sunnah, then automatically he'll have these practices. 5 times salah, he'll pray with jama'ah and congregation, he'll fast, and he'll give zakah. On top of that, additionally, inside he should have the feeling that he wants to follow every tariq of who? Whose? Sharia and the sunnah. His lifestyle will be, every action will be according to the sharia and sunnah. Yes? So if a person's tariqah methodology is in accordance to the sharia and sunnah, then obviously his amal and deeds will be correct. They'll be fine. They'll be totally in line. So he stated, don't look at zahir, external actions. Oh, he's pious, she's a pious woman. No, no. Piety, righteousness is defined by sharia. If a person's life is in accordance to sharia, if his life is in accordance to the sunnah, ashik, lover is that person. Even if he doesn't cry, even if he doesn't listen to many nasheeds, maybe if he cannot keep many extra fasts, maybe he cannot travel on the pilgrimage, even if he's far, and even if he doesn't go into lengthy voluntary prayers and lengthy recitations or gatherings. But that person, his tariqah methodology is in accordance to the sharia and the sunnah, and he's a lover of Allah's kitab and Allah and his Rasul. And this is the ashik, the lover of Rasulullah. Yeah, look at our homes, our families, our life conditions. We hide. This is nifaq. Never do this action of nifaq in your life. Remember this. Remember this. Me and you, we are afraid of practicing. What will the people in the world say if I don't do? If I do this, people will put a title on me. Peter will find out if I don't do this. No, fear Allah. Don't worry about what people will say. This is nifaq. That you are afraid of a man or afraid of something and you practice. No, fear Allah. And then implement. That what will Allah say if I lie? What will Allah say if I consume interest? What will Allah say if I listen to music and singing and etc.? What will Allah say if I do this wrong action? This is how our mindset needs to be. This is the quality of the mu'min. The rest, obviously, a mu'min makes mistakes. He can err, he can sin, and you do istighfar. There's a way Allah Ta'ala then forgives. Allah forgives. Yes, ups and downs, these occur in life. Allah Ta'ala has given the tariqah. Immediately, when you make a mistake, ask me for forgiveness. Accept your mistake. Not that you make a mistake going against the sharia and sunnah. That's not a mistake. That's a major issue. That if you make a commit a sin of the eyes or do something wrong, utter something wrong, these things can occur. So that's why the Quran has said to us in a beautiful way, the definition, that externally, physically, they look like, practice like Muslims, mu'mins, but what are they inside? It's a storm. One is a person who doesn't have faith, he says, I don't believe. Okay, fine, we know who that is. But the munafiq, he says, I'm a believer. I'm faithful, I believe in Allah, I believe in the hereafter, I believe in the Rasul. But if they believe, then how did they become munafiqs? What's the reason? After iman, how did they earn nifaq? How did they come towards hypocrisy? Hypocrisy, Allah Ta'ala in a beautiful way has explained this. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Subhanallah. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. That here, that fraudsters, liars, deceivers, Allah Ta'ala says. And Allah says that they are liars, yakdibun. They lie and they are fraudsters. They are incorrect, Allah says. And their hearts is a disease, and Allah increases their disease. A painful doom is this because they lie. What's the reason for this? The example, I'll give to you one example. That one person has land. A person, the second person, One doesn't have the land. He doesn't have land. The other person has land. So one doesn't have land and one other person has land. Yes? And on the land, he wants to farm. One doesn't have land. Another person has land, he wants to farm. And another person has the land. He wants to farm, but he doesn't look after that land. One doesn't have the land, one has it, and he looks after it, and he wants to farm on it. One has the land, and he wants to farm, but he doesn't look after that land. So what's the difference? The person who doesn't have it, then he won't get anything. End of story. You have example of those who don't have faith, they don't have iman. So the question doesn't arise, they'll get anything. One person has the land, and he has iman. He has iman, belief, and he wants to farm, he wants to do physically implement, practice. So what does he do? He looks after that land. Yes, he looks after it, he nurtures it, he doesn't want any wild plant or root or weed to come onto it, and he sprays like fertilizers or germicides, and then good fruits of plants, vegetables grow, and he reaps a good harvest. That's the mu'min. And the third example, those people, iman has come to them, they say we have iman, we are Muslims, but they have not looked after their land, they have not protected their land. They wanted to farm, but they didn't protect it, they didn't look after that land. When you don't look after land, then you have wild flowers, wild plants, they grow then. You cannot farm that land, it becomes, it's not farmable. It's not a place where you can grow. So that's the example of the munafiqs, those who don't believe, they don't have the land. The mu'min has the land, but he looks after the land, and he nourishes it, he cleans it, he purifies it, and he takes the fruits of iman, alhamdulillah. Sharia and sunnah, he practices. But then there's a third person who says, I have iman, and he reads and recites everything. Outwardly, you see he has iman, he has the land, but he's not looked after his heart. And when he doesn't look after his heart, then the wild plants and flowers grow. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Allah says, Subhanallah. All of the deficiencies of nifaq, they arise in the heart. Because when a person doesn't look after the heart, Allah's given me iman today, given iman to you. Zayd has got it, Bakr has got it. Allah's given it. And on top of that we should also look after our hearts. If we don't look after our hearts, protect them, shayateen, jinnat, and all of the nafs will control our heart, and then nifaq will grow, hypocrisy will grow. I mean, it will make us so weak, that person will become so weak that he will not be able to practice Sharia and Sunnah. So the Quran has announced and given the clarity and also given the cure that if you want to be saved from nifaq, hypocrisy, you want to be saved and protected from the third grouping, you want to become a person of iman, then it's lazim, compulsory for you to do what? That you need to protect your heart. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah says that in their hearts, Allahu Akbar, is as a disease. فَزَادَهَمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. If you don't look after it, Allah increases that disease. You know, corona, the diseases come, people say, be cautious, protection, protect, stay indoors, etc. Because it's increasing, it's spreading, it spreads if we're not cautious. That, for example, if a person at home gets corona, then if he's not careful, everybody will get it. In the same way, in fact, the disease, Allah said, that if it comes into the heart of a person, after that, a person has iman, and he looks after his heart, then he's a man who will be protected. Then he'll follow Sharia and Sunnah. He'll love the iman of Sharia and Sunnah. So today, when we hear this verse of the Quran, alhamdulillah, we have iman, we possess iman, and we should then analyze and compare ourselves. Look, that how much is the Sharia and Sunnah lacking from my life? Without this, how can I, do I consider myself a Muslim, believer? And I think I've achieved and I'll attain paradise due to my salah and my piety. We need to see, first of all, the Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah and sharia, is my life in accordance to this? Is my iman believing in this, accepting this? Our eating, drinking, standing, sitting, traveling, relationships, akhlaq, everything, is it according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah and sharia? If it isn't, then consider that our heart is dirty and pure. Immediately, protect your heart. Start to protect your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a tariqa, method of how to look after that. Many ways, inshallah. Tomorrow we will speak about this, which is a very important topic. The person who has protected his heart, alhamdulillah, he can never be a munafiq, hypocrite. Hypocrisy can never enter into his heart. He is a solid, 100% clean, pure Muslim who has protected and looked after his heart. To look after the heart, the tariqa, the method to look after the heart is tazkiyah. This is Sufism, the subject of Islam.
Yes, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah says, Quran's reveal, hikmah, the two things. And third point, Allah said, you can only attain these two things when alongside this in parallel, you protect your heart. Otherwise, hypocrisy will come and then you will leave both things. So the value of this, of the Quran, is at that time. The Quran and the orders of Allah, the hikmah, at that time, you'll understand and feel the value when you have cleaned and purified your heart and the tazkiyah, purification. And look how important this is today. Nifaq is spread across the ummah and hypocrisy. Today there are more people in that condition because we have stopped doing tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. Well, tazkiyah has become a joke. Oh, Sufism, piri, murid, has become a tradition, a culture. It's become a traditional thing. Come, become bayah. Do bayah. How many murids do you have? I have this many murids. Oh, whoever's coming, I have a link with him. Because I'm going to give him khilafah. He'll become my deputy. We've forgotten the real path of islah, rectification. We go for rectification to a pious person. For islah, what is islah? Yeah, islah of our eyes. And do you want to correct your nose or your eyes? What's islah mean? That we want to start practicing Sharia and Sunnah. The basis of our life, the foundation should be Sharia and Sunnah. This is Islam. Person who doesn't do his Islam, he follows his whims and desires and choices. But the person who has done Islam follows the principle of Sharia. He leaves his desires, and to follow the path of Sharia, he goes to a Wali Allah to learn this. There's no other reason for going to the Sheikh, to the friend of Allah. After going, you do bayah, and even then you're a hollow, empty box, a monkey like an ape. And you're like an animal, your house is the same, just a little bit you've taken, a little bit you've left, then that person is a munafiq. They are big munafiqs, large scale munafiqs. All they are doing is that they're trying to please Allah, they're trying to please those people of Iman and the people who they know, but they're deceiving themselves. That person, Allah Ta'ala says, the Quran sends curses on them. Allah Ta'ala says, kadib. Allah, but they are liars, the fraudsters, yakdibun, lying. They're trying to lie to Allah, trick Allah. They lie to their sheikh, to their teacher, to their ustad. They try to deceive. Fi qulubihim maradun, Allah says. The method, fi qulubihim maradun, fazadahumullah marada. The person who looks after his heart after coming into the deen, after having iman and belief, the person who looks after his heart, then he is not a person without faith as long as he continues to protect his heart. If we don't protect the heart, then we'll become munafiqs. And inshallah, we'll see tomorrow that Allah Ta'ala, how he has taught us to protect our hearts, what he has stated. Very important topic. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Now let's go towards وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That Rasulullah brought three things to the world. We've taken two. Quran, at least grab it. Yes, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And the instructions, and we leave tazkiyah, the third thing, that for example, if two wheels are, you could say, punctured, then how will the car drive? So obviously our car's not driving at the moment. Our vehicle's not driving, our society, if there's hypocrisy in there, then we've left tazkiyah. That's the reason. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us, and to all of us. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to follow His choices, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to follow the Sunnah and Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the true and real path of Deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأزلنا وجلنا وخطبنا ولنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسررت أنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تقلني إلى نفسك ضعيف يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم المستقيم الشهداء والصالحين رسل أولئك رفيقا. يا الله تقبل فضل سماري ونحكم ما قلنا يا الله أمر ذكر فكرك ما في الكحول فما نہ صرف معاف کرتا ہے بلکہ اس کے سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیتا ہے. یا اللہ تو ہمارے دل کھول دے, ہمیں ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما جو میرے مولا معافی مانگنے والے ہوں تیرے سامنے. میرے مولا نفاق کو, شیطانیت کو, منافقت کو میرے مولا ہمارے دل سے نکال دے. پیارے حبیب تم سچی محبت جو آپ نے فرمائی ہے اتعانی کی میرے مولا, کہ جو مجھ سے محبت کرتا ہے وہ میری اطاعت کرتا ہے, میری شریعت پہ چلتا ہے. میرے مولا ایسی محبت کرنے والا ہمیں انسان بنا دے. دھوکے سے, فراڈ سے, جھوٹ سے ہمیں دور نکال میرے مولا. جن حضرات نے اپنی دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, اپنی حاجات کے لیے, اپنے بیماروں کے لیے یا کسی مشکلات کے لیے میرے مولا, ان تمام لوگوں کے حق میرے مولا دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. تو مجلس میں ذکر کے اندر میرے مولا دعاؤں کو قبول فرماتا ہے. تمام لوگوں کے جنہوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا, ان سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ السلام اجمعین. جزاک اللہ خیر. I don't know.